Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast, Panther Muscle Fit. Today's topic, we'd like to talk about the 2020 bodybuilding season coming up. You know, as you know, it's all about natural competition, man. Just 100% natural competition. No NPC competition. No anabolics. No any kind of anything illegal or banned from natural competition. You know, definitely don't want no affiliation with it. I don't keep up with it at all. You know, as I said before, IFBB, you know, I grew up on that. So I definitely keep up with, you know, IFBB, because it's pretty much what you saw when you was a young kid, man. Is you came up on it, you know. But NPC, I'm not really a fan of, you know. But anyway, the topic today, like I said, is 2020 season, natural competition. What I would like to talk about, right, is when people start announcing things, when they start announcing that they're doing this show or they're doing this many shows and they have a membership to this federation and that they already got their shows lined up, or I'm going to do, they always make an announcement that they're going to do this show or that show, that I got these many shows, like I said, lined up. It drives you up the wall when people go announcing stuff and don't show up. And you still try to figure out, why is that happening? Are you guys looking for attention? Are you like, oh, you have people like that. Don't get me wrong. You have people like that. As soon as they find out some kind of news, they just got to post it up there. They're like, yeah, you know, just got word from coach that we're going to do this show. I'm like, well, why is your coach, that individual, planning everything out for you and saying that I think we should do this show, I think we should do that show? You as the competitor are paying the coach to get you in shape. That is their job as a coach. The coach is supposed to get you in shape and get you ready for a show. In my opinion, by all means, that a coach should not, in any way, should not be saying that I think we should do this show, I think you should do that show, I think we'll be better off if we do this show. You know, as I said before, you as a competitor should have 100% leeway and say in what shows you should be doing. As I said before, the coach is only there to get you in shape, to get you ready for a competition. They're not, in my opinion, as I said before, they're not in any means to tell you what shows you should be doing. So, number one, the competitor needs to open their mouth and say, hey, we're going to do this show. And once they know for a fact that they're going to do this show, all right, put it up. But see, once you put it up, you have to make sure you show up to this show. You can't just say that we're going to do this show and we're going to do that show and not show up there because coach said, oh, I don't think that show will be good for us. We had to pull out because we weren't ready. Come on. The coach is giving you say in what show you should be doing, and then you turn around and then the coach said, oh, we're not going to be ready. Everything should be planned out 100%. Should be planned out. You know, when I start hearing things like that, I start to sit back and wonder, do the coach and the competitor even care about bodybuilding? Like, why are you doing it? I like the sport of bodybuilding. I grew up around just learning so much about bodybuilding. I had a whole two Tupperware containers full of muscle magazines as a young teenager, just growing up, just had so many muscle mags, going back, reading certain workouts, reading certain programs, you know, and just trying to figure out this kind of stuff. You know, one thing that I don't do, I don't go announcing what show I'm going to do and then turn around and not show up to that show. It's like a slap in the face. It's like you're a competitor that can't make up your mind, but yet the coach is doing all the thinking for you. And that's where I think, you know, everything goes wrong. When the coach get their hands in it and start saying what show you should be doing. Competitors, if you're going to do a show and you post it up on social media, by any means, you should be at that show ready to compete. Ready or not. And this is, I think it's the true heart of a competitor when they show up to that show knowing they're not 100%, but they're going to go in there and give it their all. Because I said, you already made the announcement and then you turn around and say we're not doing that show. Do you know how many times have I seen that? Where somebody announces that we're going to do this show, we're going to do this show. Especially after they don't place as well as they want to. All of a sudden, they got to do another show. If they don't place what they want, they just got to get back out there and just make it right. And then they turn around and say, oh, you know, well, I wasn't going to be ready for this show. And then the coach said we should wait till next year, that we weren't going to be ready. I don't think I was at my peak right. You know, and that's pretty much what it is. Like, they're not ready. So they're not going to do the show. And like I said, by far means you shouldn't be announcing anything. If you know for a fact that you're not going to be at that show. 100%. I mean, I think it's kind of unacceptable to go posting as soon as you find the news about something. It's like the news stations, when they find out something, they got to be the first one to get it out to the public. And then the information is not even fully right about the situation. They got to go back and they get it from another station. They say, oh, this is what happened. Oh, no, that's not what happened. This is what happened. They're getting false information. Not false information, they're just getting bits and pieces of what happened, but everyone's telling a different story until they start telling the same story. So competitors out there, before you go posting what show you're going to do on social media, just know for a fact 100% that you're going to be at that show, ready to compete. Because I said somebody who competes against you before, say, man, they're going to be there. Man, it'll be great to go up against them again. And then you turn around and say you're not going to be there. You may shoot some people's hopes down because you're thinking about yourself. Of course, bodybuilding is a selfish sport. Everyone knows this. But some people don't know that it's a selfish sport. But if you say that you're going to be at a show ready to compete, you need to follow through with that and show up to that show. You know, it's only right for your competitors. It's only right for you to hold yourself accountable if you're not going to be ready because you know you're going to do this show. Now, given life gets in the way, you know, people are going to have something ready to go for that, you know, the excuses start coming up, and number one is they're married or they got kids, and the reason why they can't go to the show or they can't get ready and stuff like that, you know. I said there's people out there in the same situation that shows up to the shows. It's called support. It's called 100% support, you know, and you need someone there to support what you're doing, 100%. You know, it just goes both ways. You got to support somebody that you're living with or just there for, you know, when it comes to competition time. Even when you're not competing, you still need that support 100% to live that lifestyle, to keep that lifestyle up, to keep staying in shape, to have a positive attitude on life, you know. But that's pretty much the podcast. You know, people, you're going to do a show. If you post it on social, make sure you're there 100%. Like I said, it's only right for you and the competitor to know that you're going to be there to defend or just be there to compete because you love doing the sport. Either way, just show up and be there. I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast. Everyone, have a great Christmas. And as I want to also put out there, training for me has started today. Every Christmas of every year, training begins for the next season coming up. And we'll see how this season goes. I try to document as much as I can leading up to it on the YouTube channel. Panther Muscle Fit is the name. Go check it out if you have time. It's pretty much talking about my training. It's all about the training right now, but try to get more podcasts to go, man. More to come. Everyone take it easy. Peace.